Welcome to the Elks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into the remainder of the running backs. So just going to do kind of a rundown of the rest of the tiers. Some cut candidates, uncertainty, basically free agency and all and the like there. So we'll just start with free agents. Jamal Williams, these are guys, free agents coming off of non-rookie deals. So basically veteran free agents, if you want to call that. Again, guys that have finished out the rookie deals are free agents as well, but these are free agents coming off of a second contract. So again, they're going to be a little bit older. Jamal Williams, Jerick McKinnon, Mostert. Mostert's 31. McKinnon's 30. A couple guys there that are older than I appreciated. Jamal Williams, 27. Interested to see what his market is. I'd imagine he finds his way back to Detroit, but we shall see there. They seem like a good match for one another. Knew how to use them pretty effectively. Jeff Wilson. So Mostert and Jeff Wilson, both free agents. I'd be curious to see what they do at the running back position there in Miami. The logo is a free agent. Latavius Murray will be 32. Again, hopeful there that he's got a job. P. Ryan, also a free agent. This one opens up an interesting spot because you've got him and Mixon potentially not under contract for Cincinnati. Does that open a job? Does that open a potential draft pick? Does that open a potential starting job for P. Ryan on a cheaper deal? I'm interested to see how that situation plays out. I will say with P. Ryan, one of the things I was actually slightly optimistic about where he was at, and then I started doing some number crunching on his data, and he basically doesn't break long runs. Was really kind of the takeaway from it. He just doesn't have that long range juice. And so that's one of the things I was kind of hoping that maybe there would be a job for him. But I just, when I looked at his data, he's basically just almost essentially not a deep threat. And I kind of came back to like, well, what? Like, it's fine for our purposes, you know, if he's gonna be basically a glorified three down back and, you know, and be able to do kind of both, but only 7.4% of his yards this year were from breakaway runs, and it was literally on one run. So on basically 95 snaps, he had one play bigger than 15 yards. So just not a ton there to offer in terms of like ceiling. So that's one of the things I was somewhat hopeful that he had like a shot. And I kind of like looked back at his data and I'm like, I'm not so sure. Kareem Hunt's another one where by the way, P. Ryan 51 and at Fantasy Calc. Hunt's another one that I think the market's pretty bullish on, and I'm not exactly sure I feel the same sentiment. He was basically phased out this past year, and I don't really love that. When you look at him, he had 123 carries. He had 78 last year. He had 198 the year before, and then 44. So he's missed some time. When you look at it, his breakaway rate actually stayed pretty close to the same. His yards per route run dropped off a cliff. It's his lowest PFF grade of his career. Lowest yards after contact since his first year with Cleveland. That was only on 44 snaps. So, and his missed tackle force rate went way down as well. So it's not even that big of a workload, but he's going to be 28. And I think people are a little bit more optimistic. He came out old. I think people are a little bit more optimistic about his free agent landscape than I am. He's at running back 36. I don't really love that as a cost. So, and again, you just start looking around guys like his range. It becomes very, like, Madison's around there. I think Madison's got a much better shot, and Madison's like 3 years younger than Hunt is, right? Gibson's later than that, and Gibson's 3 years younger than him. I mean, heck, Jamal Williams had an actual role this year and is the same age and going later than him, right? Same with Deontay Foreman. Deontay Foreman's a year younger, was awesome this year, and is behind Hunt, right? So I kind of look at that and I'm like, I'm out. Like that at that cost, like arb down or arb up, but definitely arb down. Like get off a Hunt would be kind of my thought. Melvin Gordon, probably seeing his last day, might ride off into the sunset. I don't know. He has 6 top 24 and 3 top 3 and 3 top 12 finishes. Awesome there. Got his trophy as well. That was pretty funny. Some guys deeper. Burkhead's a free agent, but not really much to write home about. He's, you know, kind of like a running back 3 for his team at this point. If he continues to play, he'll be 33. Daryl Henderson's a name with some pedigree down the line, but again, finished running back 60 this year, 26 entering this year. Again, on the young side, that's nice, but we'll see there. Breida's will be 28, and it is an unrestricted free agent. I'm interested to see if Barkley hits the market, is Breida a guy that's a nominal, like in sort of in name, is the running back 1 there, right? If that were to happen, I'll be interested to see that. I don't think he's going to start week 1 or anything, but I'd be interested to see if they bring him back as kind of like a placeholder for a rookie that they might draft or something to that effect. Mark Ingram, he's 34. It's crazy. But he's probably roster fringe at this point. Boston Scott, also a free agent. Marlon Mack, Royce Freeman, Sony Michel, Ronald Jones, some guys with pedigree from years past. But I think outside of that, really not a ton to really see. Again, I think Nyheim Hines is a potential cut candidate, so we'll be watching him there. I'm interested in some of the guys that could take a leap, right? Let's just look at some of the guys that could take a leap and kind of the case for them taking a leap. So, or I guess uncertainty, right? That could maybe fall into, maybe a leap's probably the wrong word. A jump maybe into a more certain role on a depth chart, right? That's kind of the way that we would think about this, right? So Pierre Strong is and Kevin Harris, both with the Patriots, both have potential running back 2 workloads, given the fact that Damian Harris will be a free agent. So I think that'll be an interesting one to watch there. Snoop Connor in Jacksonville. Is he a potential guy that could step into a role with you know, some potential open spot behind Travis Etienne? That's one to watch for. Imagine they might go back to the well more than they really rely on Snoop Connor, but he's a name to look for. Jerome Ford basically not used this past year. What's his outlook? I mean, Dearness Johnson could be a free agent, so could Kareem Hunt. Is Jerome Ford a guy that can step in? As a round 5 pick last year, he's a name that I might watch deeper down the line. Again, very minimal workload this year, but he's running back 59 in ADP. Also seems a bit high at this point. Kyren Williams, 56. He's a name that could be a potential backup behind Cam Akers. We'll watch that. Ty Chandler, right? One of the things that we've talked about for a while is a Kenny Wong-Wu, Ty Chandler, a potential running back 2 in Minnesota. Wong was going to 89 in RDP. Ty Chandler 72. I think Wong was probably the better bet at that cost to be viable. I was playing ahead of Ty Chandler this year. So we'll see. Madison, a free agent. Delvin Cook, potential restructure cut candidate as well. So we'll watch for that there. Keonta Ingram, potentially injury away in Arizona, is a team that's not really contending. Go back to the well and say, hey, we're going to add more running backs. We'll see. But I think Keonta Ingram's a guy that could potentially be interesting in an injury away role. Tristan Ebner with Chicago, with David Montgomery, free agent. So that's a name to watch there. Chris Evans in Cincinnati with the two guys in front of him potentially banged up. Chris Evans hasn't done much. He had decent receiving as a rookie, but really nothing this past year. So that's one to watch, you know, one to be a little bit skeptical of, I think, but a name that could be relevant, you know, call it OTAs or, you know, pre-draft voluntary team workouts or whatnot. Like, could be a name that you could hear a little bit about with a surprisingly open depth chart on that team. Larry Rountree, he's another one. I'm kind of out on him as a talent. Kylan Hill, Green Bay. Gary Brightwell with the Giants. Again, he's could potentially find himself being the only running back under contract. Trey Sermon, just a complete whiff at this point. Not looking good at all. Keyshawn Vaughn, buried. Remember, maybe those two guys next to each other, be super careful about betting on running backs that have round three and betting on them situationally, right? I think that's one of the big things to be careful of. Some of the base rate stuff from the book actually helped with that. So a little bit quizzical there in terms of some of those guys. I mean, it can happen, Alvin Kamara, but those are more anomalies than they are things to look, to bet on or hopeful outcomes, right? Reasonable outcomes. DJ Dallas, another one, Anthony McFarlane, a couple guys there further down. Some guys that are some more guys that are kind of on that HHG watch list. Isaiah Spiller, Chuba Hubbard, Gus Edwards is interesting. Elijah Mitchell, how much, can you ever trust anyone in San Francisco? He seems like a one that you're probably going to trust as an injury way guy. I know it's tough. Chase Edmonds, is a free agent as well, was a guy on this list. Josh Kelly being the final year of his deal. So you've got the idea. Like, there's a lot of names in here. I think situational bets are kind of the ones I want to take. I'm not taking huge volume bets really at this point of the offseason. That would be, if I had to sort of give you a piece of advice, premium positions, right, deeper down the line, certainly premium positions. I don't think that you should take a ton of running backs if you're doing a startup draft, right? Take a little bit of diversity, right? You're probably not going to get a lot of those bets right if you're taking them now, but you could take some tight end bets and the like, right? Some quarterback, deeper quarterback bets, those types of bets in some of your premium formats. I really like those at this point. And then you can backfill with some running backs as they clear up. Guys like Kante Ingram last year were like fully available, and you got you could get them for free at different points, right? Breida's been free. Like, you look at guys that have just been, Jamichael Hasty, you look at guys that have been free at different points, leading up to them being injured away guys, right? That stuff will happen again this year, right? Lots of uncertainty. We'll figure it out. I think generally, right, attack your premium positions right now. And running back volume is ultimately a premium thing, but it's available at a very cheap cost because of our strategy is pretty contrarian, right? So that's kind of the takeaway there. So it's going to put a wrap on it here for the running back stuff. We'll have wide receivers, tight ends, right? Get looking at some free agency stuff as well. We will be talking rookies coming up here. It's going to be a fun couple of months here as we sprint towards the NFL draft. But that's going to do it here for this edition. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.